This is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from the show.
For this morning's Hey, I Was Wondering, I received an email from Elizabeth. It says, hi, Eric. I am just starting to come to after Melissa's big announcement yesterday.
Seriously. Oh, my God.
Now that Melissa has a new boyfriend and is off the market, I was wondering if we're going to get a new jingle for this guy.
Oh.
Well, it's been about a decade since we've been able to create a jingle
Ooh.
For a guy. And, yeah. And you're right, Elizabeth. This probably deserves one. So I was thinking after 6 o'clock, you know, we need to find out a little bit about him. In the past, she's dated a guy who owned a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
She's dated a guy who sold air hockey tables.
Yeah.
And a variety of other men.
Texas Love Mustang.
There was a Texas Love Mustang and others. But we'll have to find out more about, what's his name, Jim.
Yep.
And have you even kissed him yet?
No.
But he's your boyfriend without kissing. This is like 7th grade.
This is adorable.
It's true.
Yeah. Did he ask you in a note to be his girlfriend?
Aww.
Did you have to check yes or no?
That would have been cute.
Yeah.
No, there was a joke like fairly early on about that kind of, that exact same thing. So basically we were like, how much do you like me on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, you went with that. Yeah, that's really uncomfortable. Melissa's postings yesterday on social media, which, by the way, didn't go unnoticed and need to stop.
What? Do they need to stop?
I'll tell you after 7 o'clock, because I am not kidding. I read it, and I not only threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Uh-oh.
I threw up a little bit in my mouth, then it sprayed all over the kitchen.
I
started violently retching. Retching.
Wow. All right.
I love it.
You can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and listen to how much she loves it, which is a sign of a girl and puppy love.
Yeah. Or just that she liked to make you sick.
Yeah.
I kind of like that,
too. Top three words that describe, one word only, how you feel the moment you wake up. Melissa, what's your word?
My word would be... sort of.
Okay.
I was going to say.
You knew I'd ask.
I know, but I didn't think you were going to ask me first. I thought you were going to ask me last.
I thought you'd ask me last, but so give me time to think of something.
Well, I had two, and I was like, which one do I want to pick? But I'll just say
all right.
Still sleepy.
That one word.
Sleepy.
Whip.
Disappointed.
All right. Violetta.
Angry.
All right. Top three words, the way you feel when you wake up. 312-233-1019. Chris, you've chosen what word?
Dazed.
Dazed.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Dazed. Not to be confused. Aha, Brian, you've chosen. I'm sorry, hold on. You've chosen what word, Brian?
Good morning, guys. Confused.
Confused, yeah. Dazed
and confused.
Both of them.
Yeah, there we are.
Nice.
Oh, what a wonderful, warm feeling you're giving us, Chris.
Blessed.
Wow, that's an amazing way to wake up.
It's a good way to wake up. I don't know that I can get to that point, though. I'll try.
No, right. But I love that. You said that.
Peggy, one word.
Exhausted.
All right. Top three by your votes at 312-233-1019. One word when you wake up, Carol, you feel...
Hungry.
Oh.
And number two, Jesse, you wake up and you feel...
Guilty.
Why guilty?
Because I don't know what to tell my boss when I've hit the snooze button so many times and I'm late to work.
Ah, it's the guilt.
Okay.
And finally, in at number one, the alarm goes off. John gets up and feels...
crappy.
There it is.
Yep.
Crappy. Welcome to morning life. Yeah. You feel crappy
right now? Holy crap, I got to go through it again.
I know.
Yep.
I know.
Yep.
You're like, this again?
Every day, kind of.
Your top five feelings after waking up. Groggy, indifferent, happy, grumpy, and motivated. Yeah. A lot of people hit the floor running, ready to go. Obviously, nobody in here based on the response. Motivated? Did you hear all three of them? Motivated? My God, I didn't even know we were going to have to answer this. Are you crazy? 312-233-1019. You know, people are mentioning cruise ships and flying, but nobody's talking about the tanning beds. Are you going to jump right into a tanning bed? Violetta, will you?
I do need a tan, but maybe a spray tan?
So you wouldn't, the tanning bed is the question.
Yeah, no tanning bed.
All right, thank you.
Sorry.
312-233-1019. Hi, Diane.
Hi, good morning.
No one's talking about it, but you're a little freaked out by...
Elevators.
Elevators.
Yes, yeah. I think there are even limits on people in elevators where they're opening back up, too. Yeah. Things you never think of.
Well, that, are you freaked out by the number of people or touching the buttons?
No, getting stuck in it.
Getting stuck in it. I'm freaked out by that usually on non-corona times.
Yeah, especially in this building sometimes.
Yeah, when the bottom drops out on an elevator, like, ooh, that was close.
Yeah.
Wow. Nobody's talking about it. You're a little freaked out. Allison.
The DMV, my license
expired. Wait a minute, your phone is terrible. Say it again.
The DMV, my license expired, and during like the whole corona, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm scared. Again, I'm scared of the DMV under normal circumstances.
Yeah, that just seems like it's always dirty and
stressful.
I'm
just scared of the DMV, regardless.
Crowded.
Yeah, just in general terms.
Everybody who works there is really mean.
Samantha.
Hi, good morning. I will not go to the gym.
Won't go to the gym?
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Okay. They opened gyms down in Florida, or not in Florida, in Georgia, right?
They did. Yeah, that was part of the gyms and salons and that kind of thing.
Tattoo parlors. When will you feel comfortable going back to the gym, Samantha?
I don't have to go back. I ended up buying a bunch of equipment for my basement, and I have a gym in my basement now.
That's the way to go.
There you go. Nice move.
That sounds great, but I cannot motivate in my own home. I just can't do it.
It's not the same.
I can't do it. But, I mean, Cheryl Scott and I talked about Pelotons last night. She bought one.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting a lot of peer pressure from her to buy one. So I don't know that I can do that. You're a little freaked out, Debbie, by what?
Swimming pools. I swim all summer. I won't be able to go.
Yeah, the public swimming pools. What if we could arrange for you to go to Whip's mom and dad's house and use their pool?
I'd be there every morning.
Oh, yeah, so that's nice.
Hold on. We're going to get you their address. Hold on.
I think
they're
going
to set it up early just because there's nothing else to do.
They really should.
Yeah.
Zoom Jim sells headsets, has no nicknames, and drives a Toyota. We don't have much to work with here. 312-233-1019. Melissa's new Zoom boyfriend, who she's had limited contact with, but they've decided to live happily ever after. Huh. What is the one thing we need to know about him? A bunch of questions here so the Eric in the Morning singers can come up with a new jingle. Hi, Donna.
Hi. You have a question?
I
love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, Donna.
Thank you. What's your question about Zoom Jim?
What is his favorite food place to go to?
Favorite restaurant, Zoom Jim.
Ooh, I think I might have to say, I don't know if this is a restaurant, but his favorite food is sushi. Okay.
Sushi Zoom Jim. Sushi.
Yeah,
all
fancy.
Right, here we go. Anybody listening who has a question about Zoom Jim, Patrick?
Okay, Kathy, since nobody knows what this guy looks like, if you have to compare him to a famous actor, which one would it be?
It's Melissa.
Yeah, it's Melissa over there.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that show hasn't been on for about a decade.
Yeah.
I know, right? And I do love you guys.
Okay.
I do love you guys.
Anyway, long time. What was the question again?
Since we don't know what he looks like, if you have to compare him to a famous actor, which one would he be?
Man.
All right, what celebrity does he look like?
Mm. Holy crap.
This hasn't occurred to you before?
No, I've never even...
Really?
He's not, like, reminded me of anybody.
You're not giving us much help here.
I know, but this one is... Seriously, this is, like, not... Can I think about that one?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
How about we throw a really easy one at you?
Yeah.
How about that? Hi there, Jim. What question for Zoom Jim for Melissa?
My question is, how old is he, Jim?
How old is he? How old is Jim?
He's 50.
50. Okay. Your question about Zoom Jim, Debbie.
Hi, guys. I love you. And Melissa, does he have any children?
Does he have kids?
He has three kids.
Three kids.
Really?
Okay. Good to know. Learning about Zoom Jim, Melissa.
Yes, I don't know if he has any hobbies.
Does he have any hobbies? Does he like to do anything?
Yes.
I think he's a horseback riding or
something. No, he plays guitar. Mmm. What?
I'm looking for something with an edge. Something that's...
Well, do you want the truth or something?
No, I do. I do, but...
he plays guitar on tops of mountains.
Yeah, you know, like...
Okay, he taught himself guitar. Come on, guitar's cool. Don't be jealous.
I'm not jealous. I'm trying to get this singer something to work with. They're all glaring at me like this is all boring.
You can put a nice guitar solo in the middle of the song.
Let me give you an example. She's dated an air hockey table salesman. You don't run into a lot of those. She's dated a guy who owned a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah,
don't run into a lot of
those. Yeah.
Now we got he drives a Toyota and plays guitar and doesn't have a nickname and likes sushi.
Maybe
that
we should
be
ask
any guy named Steve that you run into on the street. That's all I'm saying. And I'm just trying to glean more information for the singers.
I don't need
you all up in my backyard, Violetta.
Let's ask a leading question. Like, does he have a mohawk?
You know
something like that.
Like, just because you did that, Violetta, you're in charge of coming up with something for the singers.
What?
You better come up with something creative and out of the ordinary.
You know what? I can give you something.
Give me
that
something,
probably
Melissa.
Nobody would ask.
Oh, now listen to her. Give me something to work with, Melissa. A second ago, she's like, stop being so meaner.
You're so crazy.
Man, oh, man.
You're wild.
I'm trying to get it done for these poor people that have to come up with a jingle. hi, Melissa.
Hi,
can you, you got a question about Zoom Jim?
I do. I'm wondering, what does he have planned for your first date?
Your first date where you can lay hands on one another.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh.
I don't know.
What?
Next question. What do you two talk
about? Life.
Do you not talk about this?
We talk about life. No. I think it's just unfolding so nice and slow and naturally.
You haven't even discussed what you're going to do on a first date.
I mean, he said, I can't wait to take you on a proper date, like,
and
to go somewhere,
you.
Like...
I can't wait to court you on a proper date.
Like,
is he going to pick you up, like in a horse and carriage?
No, like, to take, like, to go to a restaurant.
I can't wait to pick
you
up on a proper date. I'll be the guy pulling up in an Edsel outside your house.
I would like
T4.
I would like to pitch the woo to you if I could.
Okay, I've never heard that before. Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Wear a long wool skirt from the Little House on the Prairie era.
Oh, stop it.
And a
bonnet. Oh, my God.
Come on.
All right.
Okay.
Jay.
I think we need to know his bowling average.
Bowling average.
That's not what I thought you
were
saying.
There we go.
Yeah, he has bowled. Probably like a 250.
What?
250?
You know that's like almost close to a perfect score.
He'd be like in the Hall of Fame,
I do.
Think.
Yeah, that'd make him like a professional bowler.
Yeah, he's super coordinated.
That's all right. Yeah, that's nothing. He's super coordinated.
He's a good bowler. You have to be very coordinated to be a good bowler.
The jingle is boring Jim, the Zoom Jim who's super coordinated. That's what we're going with.
Well, maybe that's his angle. He's boring.
Yeah, he's super coordinated.
Can I give you something that I noticed on him?
Hold on. Okay, yeah, Carly.
Fine.
Hey, does he have a pet pal for Butch?
Does he have a pet?
No pets.
He's boring with no pets.
All right. Just hang up on that one.
All right. That's nothing to work with there. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh,
help,
my
Jane.
God.
Your question is?
Oh, I just love you guys. And Melissa, I'm so happy for you.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you.
I'd like you to be happy for me here. I'm trying to get something done. I'll help, Jane.
Ask a leading question.
Hang. Okay, go.
Okay, I think the people want to know, what is Zoom Jim's Zoom background image?
Okay, yeah. What's his background when you're Zooming?
His house!
A white wall.
He doesn't use it! He sits on his couch and drinks wine!
That's what we're asking. Is it a couch? Does he have a kitchen in the background? Does he have pictures?
Does he have a big sculpture? There's a couch. There's usually a beer, which is usually a Coors Light. There is either that or a glass of Cabernet with like a picture in the background on a couch.
What's the picture of?
It looks like it's a picture of like a tree or something.
It's got a picture of a tree on a couch on a white wall.
Drinking a light beer.
Yeah, Steve, your question.
Yeah, Melissa, on your bike ride, did James wear a helmet, and how big is his helmet?
All right, on your bike ride, was he wearing a helmet? How big was it?
No helmet, because he has this wonderful, thick head of hair that blows in the wind.
Right, that should protect him from head injury.
Exactly. If he has the concrete, that hair is going to save him.
Right. All right. Okay. Hi, Angie.
Hi, love you guys. I wanted to know, what kind of clothes does he wear? Like on the first
white
Zoom
button
date,
down.
On the date that you saw him, like what kind of clothes does he wear? Style.
What's his style?
What did he wear on the Zoom date on the couch with the picture of the tree?
Yeah, no, he's got really good style.
He does. I believe you.
He was wearing a very, very cool pair of tennis shoes. because he had shorts on.
So he's Jerry Seinfeld. All right.
Well, no, they were like the cool shoes.
I gotcha.
And then it was with shorts that were camo.
Camo shorts and tennis shoes.
Oh, that's not what I was expecting. You're right. And, you know, just like a kind of a tight-fitted, which it was really nice, tight-fitted shirt that went with it.
Tight-fitted?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, so he's wearing camo shorts with tennis shoes and a Smedium T-shirt.
Yeah, it was very Smedium, and it was
cool.
Awesome.
All right. Hey, Chuck, how about some help?
Oh, boy, we all need some.
Yeah.
I'm curious, since she's avoiding the issue of what he possibly looks like, other than he's got a nice head of hair.
Right.
I'm already jealous.
Right.
What was the one deciding factor that sent her head over heels?
Right. Well, why did you pick him of all of the potential Zoom guys out there?
I don't know that there was just
one. I don't know.
But there was many. There was many.
Give us one.
Okay. If you're not going physical and I was going something a little deeper, I might say.
You can give us anything. I don't care.
Really? Okay. He's got awesome dimples.
Awesome dimples.
Dimples.
There we go. All right.
On both sides?
All right. Finally, the Eric in the Morning singers are nodding. Okay. Something we can work
dimples.
With. Dimples. 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 All right.
In both places. Yeah, because sometimes there's just one dimple.
What does that mean?
No. I mean,
like on his lower back.
He had bent over, and I saw the cute little dimples on his butt.
7:31.
That actually made me gag.
Yeah,
I don't
me
know
too.
Why.
That was,
no,
it was a bit much.
No. Yep. So good.
It's a good thing you're not objectifying.
He's got
too
dimples
much
on his face. Well, you have to objectify. That's part of it.
All right. Good for you.
Like you don't. Like you don't objectify ladies.
What is that? Why is she doing that?
It's
like a character.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I just need a break, I think.
Why is that so weird? I don't know. She's just making those noises.
That was
Are
me.
You in Jibdalay? Woo, that.
It was because Fiona made that noise.
Oh, my God. You're seriously.
Oh, my God. That was funny.
All right. The second month. With the stay-at-home order, restaurants closed, you can't go in, but you can get curbside pickup, and that's what we want you to do for all of these homegrown, privately owned, small business restaurants in your community, the places you call home.
Yeah, they're still working hard, and they're still open, and we got to get them busy.
They are. We want to meet another one of those restaurant owners right now. Sylvia Masters is the owner of Mapleberry Pancake House on Kuhn Road in Carroll Stream. Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, thank you for all that you're doing. How long have you owned Mapleberry Pancake House?
Oh, we've been in business. It'll be 15 years come July, and I have to thank my community for allowing me to be there and to keep going strong.
Well, that's great. How's the last month been for you?
The last month has been, we've been struggling, but, you know, we've been trying to do our best. To stay alive, yeah.
Are you doing, have you been doing the takeout orders, and has the community been coming by and picking up food each and every day?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I've been trying to plug away, like, on Instagram and Facebook and doing special promos. So it's helping them as it's helping me as well.
Just to remind people, you're still there and you're still open.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And go ahead.
No, that's a fantastic way to do it, and let's not have anybody forget that you're there and open.
What would you say at Mapleberry Pancake House is the signature dish that everybody talks about?
Okay, so my signature, I'm going to have to go with my buttermilk pancakes.
Okay.
They're so yummy, and they're definitely known, and they're pretty amazing, and people come from everywhere to dine with us. And with that being said, I am so grateful that during this time that we were able to donate 300 meals to our first responders at Central DuPage Hospital that actually requested my pancakes.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's really nice to
hear.
That is really, really nice. Those folks getting recognized and you being a part of the community and everybody giving back, that's really, really nice and really important.
Yeah, it's a really feel-good moment.
Have you been there each and every day? Are you working, you know, 5, 6, 7 days a week to try to keep things moving along? Do you have staff there with you?
Yeah, so during the week, it's just myself and one cook, And on the weekends, I'm able to bring a couple more people to come in. So it gets a little busier then. So this way I feel like I'm doing my part and giving back and trying to keep them working.
Yeah, because business is so unpredictable during this time that you don't really know how many people you need there. And
correct. Every day is different.
Well, hopefully today is busy.
So you do a classic.
Totally excited.
You do classic breakfast and you do casual lunches too. Do you do a little bit of both?
Yes, we do. Oh my God, I have an amazing menu.
I was looking at your menu. This sounds a little bit off the beaten path, but the chicken teriyaki strips?
Chicken, yes, it's really good. But I do have to recommend my chicken saganaki. Oh, wow.
Chicken saganaki?
Oh.
Yes.
With a side of pancakes.
Yes.
That sounds good. What's
totally
the soup of the
agree.
Day? Because that comes with a side of soup, doesn't it?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What's the soup of the day?
Oh, the soup of today, I'm going to go with, and all our soups are homemade, it's going to be chicken noodle, and I'm throwing in the cream of broccoli, which with cheddar cheese.
Yum.
So if people want to order today and want to come by, you can either do your lunch that you were just talking about, or you can do the pancakes that you referenced, maybe a brunch, breakfast, lunch kind of combination. All of that's available?
Anything they want is available, absolutely.
Okay, if you folks want to see what's available and see the menu at Mapleberry Pancake House on Kuhn Road in Carroll Stream, what you do is you text the word takeout to 60123. You'll get a link to the Mapleberry Pancake House. And what we want to do, Sylvia, today is send the Mixed Road crew out between 11 and 1 and see if we can get a whole bunch of people that will not only text in takeout to 60123, but place some online orders with you for curbside pickup. See if we can get a bunch of cars out there in Carroll Stream lined up at the curbside of Mapleberry Pancake House. We can get all of this in pictures and videos and post it on our social media and show everybody that we're trying to support our local businesses and communities just like you are. You're trying to support the community around you. Is that cool?
We are ready. Bring
right.
it on.
All right. Who else you got working there with you today?
Today it's going to be Kathy Mazza and Alex Rivera and my two cooks.
Nice. All right, so go to 60123, text the word takeout. You're going to get a link to the Mapleberry Pancake House. We will have the Mixed Road crew out there playing music, hanging out. It's a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. If you haven't been to Carroll Stream before and you're looking to get out and do something different, place a little lunch, take a drive, go see Sylvia and her staff at Mapleberry and support one of these local businesses because we really need to do it during these times. Good luck to you today, Sylvia. We can't wait to see how
it turns out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You too. That's Sylvia at the Mapleberry Pancake House. I love going to breakfast places. Mm.
Sounds so good.
Putting you to sleep, trying to wake you up. 818. Mixed Morning Mindbender. The average American takes how many minutes to get out of bed and start the day?
Hmm.
From the moment, you know, your alarms start to the moment your feet hit the floor. How long? 312-233-1019. Chris.
Yes, sir.
You say?
7 minutes.
7 minutes. No. Longer. Much longer. Mm. Much.
All right. Much longer.
That's right. That's a spirit.
Yep, yep.
How long there, Kathy?
I think 13 minutes.
13 minutes. No. Much longer. Much longer.
Much longer?
Much longer.
Oh, my gosh.
Takes a while. The average American. This is the average. Takes how long, Ariel, to get out of bed?
I would have to say 24 minutes.
That is exactly right. Just short of a half hour.
Yeah, smart people.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. See?
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Well, if I stay in bed,
brutal.
I just go back to bed.
That's painful.
It's really not for just you.
It is pain. Ariel, how long do you take before you get out of bed?
In all honesty, if it wasn't for work, it takes me about 45 minutes to get out of bed.
Oh, my gosh. Ariel. See, my mentality is when the alarm clock goes off, that's painful. Why would you invite the pain every 9 minutes for 45 minutes?
Yeah, I can't do it.
The pain becomes less and less.
Yeah.
You, like, slowly wake up.
I mean.
You get that pleasure in between, too, of the
nine
more minutes of sleep.
Yeah, but the whole time I'm just waiting to hear it again.
I'm like, waiting for the next shock to my system.
Mm-mm.
So for every 7 minutes, like the first caller, there's an Ariel who's 45 minutes.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. The average American takes 24 minutes to actually get out of bed and start the day after two alarms and hitting snooze twice. What it really comes down to. They wake up feeling groggy, indifferent, grumpy, happy and motivated. I don't know about those last two. The top things, though, that people skip when they're running late.
Ooh.
Because you've just laid in bed for 24 extra minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're like, oh, crap.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you think is the number one thing that people skip?
Coffee. Makeup.
No, that no one ever skips that. That's the first thing they do.
Yeah, you do that on the go.
That's the one thing you don't skip.
I figured you just get it when you get to work.
Doesn't even make the top 10.
Shower? Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Making the bed.
Oh.
Followed by making breakfast, packing lunch, brushing teeth.
No, people skip that?
Oh, yeah, pure hell.
That's
dragon breath.
That's the one thing I think I could not skip.
Doing makeup, doing hair, wearing a thoughtful outfit, and having matching socks.
Oh, yeah, today's the day on the outfit.
All of those are skipped, so you can get that extra 24 minutes of which you have to wake up three times to an alarm shocking your body. Yeah, it sounds great. Sign me up. What have you mastered? 312-233-1019. Kate Hudson says she's a pro now at giving herself bikini waxes at home. Sheesh. I've mastered it. All right, here we go. Ready?
Yep.
I hope one of these steals Violetta's. She's very excited about something she's mastered.
Oh,
man. Make her wait. Hi there, Janet. You've mastered it.
Cutting my husband's hair.
Wow. Oh, wow. Can you cut mine? That'd be great. I'd like somebody who's mastered
it. I can do the numbers, the shading, everything. He was a little skeptical at first, but he went to work proud.
How long before you mastered it? How many times did you cut it?
I've actually only done it once because he was too nervous to have me do it, so I just did it yesterday.
Was it a YouTube video that guided you through it, or did you do research, or did you just throw caution to the wind?
No, he has the clippers, and he just said, okay, you do a 2 on this part, a 1 on this part, and he switched out the blades for me, and then we did the shading, and he went and looked. He's like, yeah, looks good.
Wow, look at that. All right, hold on.
Nice.
Best I've mastered it wins a prize today. I've mastered it, Mary.
Banana nut bread.
Banana nut bread. A lot of people going banana bread crazy.
Yeah.
How many times did it take before you mastered it?
How about 2 times.
2 times. There you go. All right, cool. I have mastered it. Hang on. Sam, you've mastered it.
Knitting.
Really?
I picked up some knitting needles, and I just started knitting. Watched some YouTube videos.
Cool.
Wow.
What are you making?
So far, I started making a scarf.
How far are you into it?
Probably halfway, if not, I don't know, like 6 inches in.
Oh, wow.
You're making a baby scarf.
There you
that's
go. There's your
right.
face covering right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, that's right.
Got your face covering. All right, hold on. I have mastered it. Hi there, Jennifer.
Doing my second grader's homework.
Wow. Congratulations. You're one of the very few that has mastered second grade. I know. I'm
it's
not down
tough.
You. What's very the tough. Hardest part?
It never stops.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
As does the second
all
grader.
All day,
never
every
stop.
Day.
All right, hold on. I've mastered it, Katie.
I have mastered carpentry.
Carpentry?
Oh.
What particular kind?
I have actually extended my kitchen cabinets all the way up to the ceiling and have added the trim back on. And I'm on my way to the paint store to replace a gallon of paint so I can paint all of my kitchen cabinets.
Where did you learn all this?
A couple YouTube videos, but I also skills I picked up along the way growing up and stuff. We built our own house growing up.
I see. So you have stored it away all these years and put it to use right now.
That sounds useful.
Hold on. I've mastered it. Hi there, Annie. What have you mastered? Hi, Annie.
It's Sammy. That's okay.
All right, Sammy. Sammy, Annie. Yeah.
Same difference.
I've mastered names. Go ahead.
I work at an apartment community, and we're not allowed to have the residents come in anymore. And my boss is a complete control freak, and I have finally mastered pleasing her because we're together all the time. So, yeah, I've done that pretty well.
Making your boss happy. Nice.
Yeah.
That is a hard skill to master for many, many people.
Yeah, some of us might never get there.
And finally, Tom, I've mastered it.
I have mastered eating dinner in a fully reclined position and getting nothing on my shirt.
Oh, we got a winner.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
It.
We have got a winner.
Thank you. That's
I've
so good.
I mastered eating in a reclined position and not getting any food on myself.
And
that,
not choking.
You're a true champion.
It
seems I'm a natural at it.
Yeah. You know what? I have to eat with a towel underneath me. True story, because I spill it everywhere.
Oh,
are
man.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You can take some lessons.
Yeah. I'm going to have to learn. Can you post a YouTube video?
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast.
downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.